Some men here, they don't look like they're with your group. Some Sons of God motorcycle group. The motorcycle group, Sturgis, you got a Sturgis shirt on.
I've never been there.
What goes on there is wickedness. I've been there. It's a wicked Sodom and Gomorrah place.
That's why we go there, be a light.
But you're just like them.
No, I'm not.
Sure, well, in how you look. How you look and how you are involved in. The motorcycle culture is not holy and set apart for God. It mingles the idolatrous hobbies with the leather and the batches and the badges and the and all the things they do. And I see all the Christian motorcycle guys smoking, still drinking.
I'm with you.
Okay, but see, that's what I'm saying. You got to be holy by the shed blood of Jesus. Right. If you truly are born again, by the shed blood of Jesus, holiness is your desire, not motorcycle clubs.
Right.
Holiness to come out of the world. Well, why are you here? Why are you like the motorcycle groups? You should be walking in holiness. The world loves the Christian motorcycle groups because they do good things. Jesus said you'll be hated.
I'm not here to do good things.
What are you here for?
I'm here to get my brothers to take care of their temple instead of smoking and drinking and going without a helmet.
That's Christ. You know, that's great, but you should call them to repentance, but you need to repent first because you look like a worldly man.
No, I don't.
Sure you do. You dress just like the world.
You're not looking at my heart.
Oh, God calls us to holiness, and if your heart's transformed, it'll show on the outside.
That's exactly right.
Right. So is that your wife right there?
That's it.
If she loves you, does it show in her outside actions, or does she sleep with other men?
No, she doesn't.
So would you just look at her heart when she sleeps with other men?
No, she don't sleep with other men.
But what if she did? Would you just look at her heart and say she loves me?
But she don't.
Okay, so if you love God, your outside should be holy with your insides, and you should leave false motorcycle groups. You should come out of the world. You should give up. Jesus said, lose your life. All you guys have done in love, all you've done is put Jesus on top of your motorcycle passion, and that's ungodly. That's ungodly. That's sinful, sir.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you go to a church?
We go to lots of churches.
What? Do you belong to one? So what do you go to, like Baptist churches, all that? None of those churches are preaching the truth.
We preach in the streets like you do.
Yeah. None of those churches are preaching the truth, did you know? They're keeping.
That's why we're there.
They're keeping many false ways, but you don't go and unite to them, sir. You can't go and unite to the ways of the world and the false churches. We come in the streets when we're biblical. You're not calling anybody out of the world, sir. You're gonna make them just like you, worldly motorcycle guys.
I'm about as peculiar as you can get.
Well, okay, Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. I don't see your fruit.
You don't know me.
Well, I do, because I know that you're involved in motorcycle. You got Sturgis, which is a wicked, you might as well have Sodom and Gomorrah on your shirt.
No.
Sure.
Not true.
Sure, yeah, you're linked to the world. You're not holy, you're not set apart, you're not obedient. I love you enough to tell you that truth.
Well, I love you. That's why I come over to Friday. I love you.
Yeah. But you talked to me. You came up and said, God bless you. God blesses those who obey him. Christian motorcycle groups do not obey God. They are walking in sin and worldliness and carnality, and they have to lose their life, transform their own lives.
Physically, we must give our life someday.
You know, you must physically give your life today to be of Christ.
That's right.
He said, pick up your cross. That's not a spiritual thing. That's a physical thing. Follow me.
That's
to follow Jesus means you come out of the culture.
Right.
That means you come out of the motorcycle
group. I came over to encourage you and tell you I appreciate you.
Well, I'm encouraging you with the truth of God because I love
That's
you.
Good.
Yeah. And you got to repent and come out. You got to repent and come out.
Shake my hand. God bless you.
Well, we're not united. I love you.
Yeah, we are.
We're not united. I'll shake your hand because I love you as my neighbor, but we're not united in the
That's
faith.
Okay.
You have to repent and come out.
That's okay.
All right. And I told the last preacher I saw, in love, unless you turn and come out of all your sin, you're going to lose your soul. Okay, that's good. You're not a teacher, so I don't have to worry about that. But unless you turn from all your sin, you're going to lose your soul.
Wow.
You haven't. I want you to.
That's good.
You must come out of the world.
Can I have another one of these?
For what, sir?
So I can share it.
With who?
With someone that needs to know the truth.
I will give you another one.
Thank you.
And trust that it goes where it needs to go, where the market needs to go. The Bible says, James 4:4, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God.
Well, I put you on Facebook last year. We got a lot of response.
Yeah.
People are proud to see. We're not proud in anything but
I'm a proud doer of God's word. It actually says that in Psalms.
Well,
I'm a proud doer of God's word, but I don't have any pride in myself because I'm nothing without him.
Well, I appreciate what
you're doing. So I love you. I hope you take those things to heart.
Encourage one another. That's the only reason I came here.
Yeah, it does. But also it says rebuke those publicly who are in sin. So people that are in sin, they need a public rebuke. 1 Timothy 5 says that. A public rebuke. We hope that the Mennonites repent.
Wish you peace, brother.
Peace?
Peace in your heart.
Peace in my heart for with what? I love you, sir.
Love you.
Why would there be peace with Mennonites that don't keep God's word?
There's a place you can fight all the time.
The Bible says, contend for the faith, sir. Would you like our Anabaptist card?
Would not strive.
Would you like, really?
Yeah, see you, brother.
Why did Jude say contend? Why did Jesus strive against the Pharisees? Why did Jesus strive against the Pharisees?
Hold on, babe.